Blog Talk Radio.
We would have you understand that the flame that you are burns eternally and shall never go out, no matter how bright you allow yourself to become. We shall have you understand that you exist now and always shall, and you always have, because now is the only time and the only place and the only existence there is and always has been and ever shall be. You are eternal. You are infinite. You are spirit. You are body. You are mind. You are heart. You are soul. You are an idea. You are an expression. You are a thought. You are a dream of the infinite creation. But that is reality, and all reality is couched within your dream. You contain it all. You are the whole expression in your own individualized way. You are the matrix. The matrix is you. You are everything. Everything comes from you. Everything gives birth to you as you reinforce the existence of everything and everyone. All that is, the infinite creation, the fabric of existence, chose you. Chose that you should exist. Chose you. Consciously chose you. You are in that way, therefore, blessed. And we would have you understand that. Simply because of the fact that you exist, you are blessed. For you are created out of divine material, out of divine light. You are the infinite creator. And your existence was a conscious decision, a conscious thing, a conscious choice. Act in like manner. Be of like mind. Respect yourselves. Love yourselves unconditionally. For out of unconditional love were you created. And out of unconditional love shall you create anything you desire. Begin to feel the energy of your interlinking with all thought forms, all consciousness, all civilizations, all eyes, all ideas, all mind, all hearts, all soul, all spirit is one. And you are one within that sea, within that pool. Know that you are the fabric and the essence of the galactic energy. Not one of you, in that sense, can be removed from the matrix without the collapse of the entire structure. You are integral in that way. You are essential in that way. And we would have you understand that because you are interconnected in this way, because everything you do has impact within the entirety of creation, that you deserve to exist in this way and you deserve to be the fullest individual you can imagine yourself to be, that you deserve to manifest all the things you can conceive of, that you deserve the existence you have been given or it would not have been granted to you, that you deserve all the love you can imagine, because love is what you are made out of. That you deserve all the light you can create in your life, because light is what you are made out of. Feel in the beating of your heart that it keeps pace with the rhythm and the pulse of the spinning of all the galaxies, of the fabric of existence itself, of the universal heart of infinite creation. For you all beat within that heart, and not a one of you is outside the heart of all that is. You are the blood and the life force of God itself. It is your force and your life as well. You are it, and it is you. Out of your dreams, be born. Out of your heart, be alive. Out of your soul, be light. For you are nothing else.
Revolutionary Life. This is Gary speaking.
welcome tonight, everyone who's logging in tonight for our show. We're here every weekday night from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Guys, tonight, if you're new here, just keep in mind that all of our shows are archived. And so you'll see our on-demand section on the site. You can always go back and check out some of our older shows. And here we deal with all the subjects that affect our lives every day, some of them directly, some of them indirectly. We're going to deal with one that's indirectly. Well, it's directly tonight. And tonight's show, guys, it's called The Spanish. The Mexicans, the Puerto Ricans, the Puerto Ricanos, the Dominicans, the the Spaniards, the whole works. Guess what? This might be news to some of you, so I'm going to just drop it on you. Guess what's becoming the fifth largest Spanish-speaking country on earth? Let me tell you, the United States of America. Now, guys, tonight, I just wanted to do this tonight to let you know, it's kind of like a commercial tonight, man, in the sense that I teach Spanish. I teach a Spanish class, and I teach it every weekend on Saturday and Sunday, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. And because of COVID, I've begun teaching it online. And so I teach on Skype. Those of you who visit my chat room, you'll see a link to my Skype page. And if you're interested at all in learning another language, it just adds a few dendrites and nerve cells to your brain and expand your brain a little bit. They tell me to learn a new language is mental exercise and helps. Also, you might want to habla a little Espanol sometimes. Well, I help people do that. And so tonight, guys, when I teach this Spanish class, if you stepped into my Spanish 101 class, the beginner class, I don't start out speaking Spanish or teaching you Spanish. I start out explaining to you the Spanish language and where it came from and how people who speak it and why they speak it. I give you a little bit of framework on where the concept come from, Spanish, the Latino. And moving in. And tonight, I'm going to give you that Spanish 101 Spanish class, that Spanish history, that little bit of class about how the Spanish language got all over the place. And it's all over us right now, if you're in the U.S., for sure. And so whether you speak it or not, you will encounter it in some time in your life, especially if you're in the big cities. Hey, if you're in New York, man, if you're in New York, you will run into it. I mean, you'll run into Dominicans who speak Spanish. You'll run into Puerto Ricans who speak Spanish. So get ready. And you, if you're living in a big city, it is likely. And if you're living in places like California, Arizona, New Mexico, all that, Texas, you may already know a little Spanish. You may know how to order your food in Spanish. That's for sure. But you may already know a little Spanish. In fact, them places I just mentioned, California, New Mexico, Arizona, that used to be Mexico, and so they spoke Spanish there before you spoke English there. And so tonight, where is the Spanish language speaking people came from? Who are these people, and why are they speaking Spanish instead of English? Get ready, guys. When I come back, I'm gonna give you a little music. When I come back, we're gonna get into the Spanish language, the Spanish speaking groups. And how is that? What is that all about? Why don't they just speak English like the rest of us? Something like that. Let me get back with you just a minute, guys. Here's some music. Revolutionary Life. This is your host, Gary. And tonight, guys, here on Revolutionary Life, we're doing a piece on the Spanish tonight. And as I opened up tonight, I mentioned that I teach a Spanish class. I teach it every weekend on Saturday and Sunday from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. I said this was kind of like a commercial, didn't I? But I do, and I teach it online. that makes it available, of course, to anyone. And if you look at my chat room, you'll see a link at the top of the chat on where you can actually join that class if you're interested in hablar a little Espanol. And so tonight, guys, we're just talking about, I'm going to introduce you to how I start out my Spanish class with the first Spanish 101. I start out by explaining the Spanish language, right? Because I want you to know, that's all. I have people who say, you speak in Mexican. When I speak Spanish, they'll say, you speak in Mexican? And so I'm saying, no, everybody who speaks Spanish is not Mexican. So they need a class. If you believe that, if you caught yourself saying something like that, you probably need a class too. All right, guys. So I did a presentation once, and you can go back and find it. It was called War, Conquest, and Enslavement. And it talked about building great civilizations. And it talked about war, conquest, and enslavement as a methodology, at least in Western Europe and Asia and in the Arabic countries. That's the way you build civilizations. You take things. You conquer. And so the Spanish, the first thing you may think is that, okay, well, Spanish people learn to speak Spanish from the Spaniards, from the people of Spain. Now, Spain is in Europe. It's the peninsula sticks out into the water. The peninsula is called the Iberian, used to be called, it may still be, the Iberian Peninsula, I-B-E-R-I-N, Iberian Peninsula. And these people in Spain never spoke Spanish. Listen up. The people of the Iberian Peninsula did not speak Spanish or English, for that matter. But they do now. The people of Mexico and the rest of Central and South America and most other Spanish-speaking countries didn't speak Spanish. They do now. When I did the piece on war, conquest, and enslavement, the building of great civilizations, I mentioned conquest. The second one was after war, and I talked a little bit about that. But let's talk about conquest, because conquest, and when you conquer people, it doesn't mean you just beat them down. Oh, no, 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 no. Nah. History shows us that conquering means when you take a country, the people of that country that you've just conquered, that land, the people of that land will be forced to speak the conqueror's language and accept the conqueror's culture. And culture includes a lot of things: religion, language, economy, way of life. And so the Spaniards, what's called Spain now, was conquered. That's why they speak Spanish. Well, to be more precise, that's why they speak a Latin-based language. The people of Spain are Latinos. The people of France are Latinos. Hell, if you look at the English language, you might consider yourself a Latino. Because Spain learned to speak a Latin language we now call Spanish when the Romans rolled in to Spain to conquer it. After war by the Romans, on the Spanish people, on what is now called Spain, of the Spanish people of the Iberian Peninsula. After the war, when Rome took over, everybody had to learn how to speak Latin, a Latin. Everybody had to learn how to be Catholic or Christian. No matter what your religion was before they showed up, it didn't matter. No matter what tongue your family and grandparents and great-grandparents and your history is, that changed when you were conquered. It absolutely changes, and it changes like this. Not only do you accept the conqueror's tongue, the conqueror's language, you also accept the conqueror's religion, but you also must now deny your own tongue, your native language. You also must see your native religion to be pagan, backwards, superstitious, and you must now accept the conqueror's religion, but not just accept it. You must deny your own. You cannot continue to practice your own under conquest. So the people of the Iberian Peninsula got their language, got their Latin language from off the tips of Roman swords and spears. They got their religion with the coming of Rome and the conquest of the people of the Iberian Peninsula. Now, these were not enemies of Rome, not until Rome walked in and took over. But that's what conquest is all about. And either you turned everything over to Caesar when they showed up and planted the flag of Rome, or you went to war with them. And if your army wasn't big enough, you lost. And the conquering began. Your language, garbage. Your new language, Latin. Your religion, backwards. Your new religion, Christianity or Catholicism. Whatever the conqueror's language was or culture was. So the people of the Iberian Peninsula never spoke a Latin-based language until the Romans showed up. War, conquest, and enslavement is how it works. And tonight we're going to talk a little bit about what conquest looks like. It changes everything. Now in Spain, guys, before we leave the Iberian Peninsula, I want to let you know that everybody, every group in the Iberian Peninsula did not accept the Roman conquest. That doesn't mean they beat the Romans off. That means they ran, or they hid, or they isolated themselves somehow from the Roman conquest. And there's a group of people who did that in Spain to this day. There's a group of people in Spain called the Basque, B-A-S-Q-U-E, the Basque people. They resisted the Roman language. They resisted the Roman ideology and culture. For the most part, and they went into the mountain area, where they could be safe and keep their own tongue and keep their own religion. So if you get time, guys, look it up. The Basque people, they exist right now in Spain. But the majority of the people of Spain became Romanized. They didn't have a choice. You got to understand, guys. When your conqueror takes over your country, even if you want a job, even if you want to work for the conqueror who's now running things, if you don't speak their language, you don't get that job. Even if you want to do business in a country, trade, whatever, in a country that just got conquered, you don't do trading until you speak that language. If you don't speak the conqueror's language, they consider you either ignorant or they consider you to be rebellious one of them is pretty dangerous. The best, the close, the better you can speak your conqueror's tongue, your conqueror's language, the more you will be able to access the conqueror's new, this new society created by your conqueror. The sooner you accept the conqueror's religion and culture, you start dressing like them, looking like them, talking like them. Ah, you can move up a little bit in the conqueror's world, in this new world being run by whoever just conquered your country. So the better you can speak their language, the more they figure, hey, he's accepting things. He can come on in. So if you were on the Iberian Peninsula and the Romans rolled through, if you wanted to survive and thrive, if you were a merchant, if you were a farmer, it didn't matter. If you wanted to survive and thrive, you learned that conqueror's language to and you learned to speak it damn near like they did. You joined this culture. You walked around with and said that you were the same religion as your conqueror. They love that. You have acquiesced. You have acclimatized. You've been acclimatized, right? And so you can move on up. You can get civil service jobs. If you continue to speak your own language, though, guys, you're going to be considered too ignorant to learn anything new. Your religions are going to be considered pagan, and you probably will be considered to be rebellious if you continue to use your own tongue once the Romans got there, and that could be dangerous. So a lot of people now are Romanized and now speak a Latin-based tongue, Spanish. And so, except for the Basque people, as I mentioned earlier, except for the Basques. And so a conquered people learned this Latin-based language called Spanish. It wasn't their tongue. It wasn't their natural language. These people became Catholic. It wasn't their religion. They had religion before the Romans showed up. They didn't need anybody's religion in Spain. They didn't need anybody's language. They had a language. They had a religion. It doesn't matter. When the conqueror shows up, Jack, you either get with the program or get to stepping. And the Basque people of Spain got the stepping. They went up in the mountains of Spain, Pyrenees and the like. And were able to maintain their culture. I just wanted you to understand where this language came from. You finna hear it. You finna see it. You finna read it. If you live in a big city, you may encounter it. But 9 times out of 10, it's gonna come from someone who was conquered. And that goes the same for Portugal, which is on the Iberian Peninsula. The Portuguese speak a Latin-based language. Now, the Romans considered, especially the Church of Rome, considered these people to be speaking something they call the Vulgar Latin. V-U-L-G-A-R. They considered it vulgar Latin because it didn't sound like the real Latin, the natural Latin that came to them. But they worked it out. They managed to come up with a Latin-based sound in their language, And so when they were taught it, and so they managed to come up with a Latin-based language called Spanish. But to this day, the Church calls it vulgar Latin. This is not the original Latin, of course. What do you expect from a conquered people who never spoke this tongue, ever? And so this vulgar Latin made its way around the world, everywhere the Romans conquered. Every people that were beaten down and conquered by the Romans had to accept this language. This is called conquest. Now, you know what? They used to say, about people who were abused as kids. They often will say that abusers were once abused themselves. I've heard many times that people who abuse others were abused themselves as children. I don't know if you've heard that. But that's what happened to Spain. Spain was abused, beaten, warred upon, conquered. But guess what? All it took was a few generations, and before you knew it, the Spanish became conquerors themselves. When I come back, guys, I'm going to talk to you about something called a conquistador. A conquistador. I'm going to give you a little music. You're listening to Revolutionary Life. We're here every weekday night. Good evening, everybody who's listening in tonight. This is Gary. I'm your host. And tonight, we're talking about the Spanish. And we're walking through that language called Spanish. And these Spanish-speaking people. And they speak Spanish. And if you caught my last presentation when I talked about the people of the Iberian Peninsula, the Portuguese, the Spain, the Portugal, the Spain, the people of Portugal and Spain, these people never spoke Spanish, a Latin-based language at all. But they do now because they were conquered, because a war was made on them, not because they were enemies of Rome. The Roman conquered everything and everybody they could. Sent those resources and people back to Rome, which was a slave society. War, conquest, and enslavement. How to build great civilizations. Now, I told you that I've heard that people who abuse others oftentimes were abused themselves. And sure enough, once the Spanish had been conquered, once their language, their native tongue was taken from them and a Latin-based language was forced upon them, and they accepted it, they became Spanish and they became Christians, Catholics, because their conquerors were. Not only that, they became conquerors themselves. Now see, you finna learn a little Spanish. There's something called a conquistador, a C-O-N-Q-U-I-S-T-A-D-O-R, a conquistador. The conquistador is just Spanish for the conqueror. The Spanish began conquering themselves. That's right. After Romanized, Latinized, they began to conquer other nations themselves. You were abused, I guess you abuse others later. And they did the same process. They made war and they enslaved. Cristobal Colon. You call him Christopher Columbus. Got enough, ended up in the Caribbean looking for India. That's why we call Native Americans Indians. And he sailed into this part of the world on behalf of Spain. He wasn't Spanish. But he sailed in this part of the world on behalf of Spain. Got his funding there. And a little 16-year-old queen, Queen Isabella of Spain, funded this trip. And she said, she was, before this stuff was over, man, she was sitting on a throne made of gold. And I'm about to tell you where that gold came from. The people of what we call Mexico, the people of Central and South America, Central America specifically, but Central and South America, Mexico, Central and South America, guys, Honduras, Nicaragua, Guatemala, Mexico, Costa Rica, These people, Mayan, Inca, Aztec, they never spoke Spanish. If these people now speak Spanish, these people now are mostly Catholic, and I'll tell you why. Because the same process went into effect. When the Spanish arrived here on this side of the world, the Western Hemisphere, primarily the Caribbean, Mexico, Central and South America, they did whatever a conqueror does. They mandated that everyone learn to speak this Latin language called Spanish, which the Romans still refer to as vulgar Latin. They demanded that everybody else, it didn't care. They didn't care if you were Mayan. They didn't care if you were Aztec. They didn't care if you were Inca. They made, when you are conquered, baby, when you are conquered, you give up your religion if you want to survive under a conquered nation, under a conqueror. If you want to live, you learn the conqueror's language. And you accept the conqueror's culture. It could be dangerous not to. And I'll tell you what I mean with a little story that they tell down in the Caribbean islands. In the Caribbean islands, where Spanish is spoken, there was a native people there when Columbus arrived. And when the Spanish arrived, of course. And they were called the Carib, C-A-R-B-I. E, C-A-R-I-B-E, the Carib Indians, people, they call them, the Carib people. And among them was a king or leader who refused to accept anything that the Spanish brought. He refused to have his people speak that Latin-based language. He refused to give up his language for Spanish. He refused to give up his culture for their culture. Their culture was a great deal different, guys. The Spanish culture was a European culture now, and it was a great deal different. Just an example. Before I continue with my story, just an example. When the Spanish got there, they found out that these natives in the Caribbean took baths every day. They outlawed that. The Spanish outlawed that behavior because they thought it might lead to sickness and disease. I'm just saying. This leader of the Carib Indians refuse to accept the Spanish religion. Now, I have to tell you guys that when the Spanish rolled into these new countries, they brought a priest with them to ensure that their religion was adopted in these new territories. So these Mayans, these Incas, these Aztec people, these people were told to give up their religion and accept Catholicism. This one king refused. Flat out. Captured that king. Put him on a stake. Surrounded him by wood. And was about to burn him to death. Unless he agreed to capitulate and make his people speak Spanish, and make his people accept Christianity. And I told you, when you accept their language, you reject your own. When you accept their religion, you reject your own. You don't keep teaching it. You don't keep using it. That could be trouble king was tied to a post. Wood was laid around him. And a Spanish soldier lit a torch. And just before they burned this king to death, a Jesuit priest walked up to the king, up there tied to a post, getting ready to be burnt to death. And that Jesuit priest said, "My son, you're about to be burned alive. Will you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior so that you go to heaven when you die?" The story goes that the king, tied up to the rope, tied up on the, getting ready to be burnt, looked down at the Spanish soldier who was holding the torch to light it up, getting ready to light him up. And he pointed at that soldier. And he asked the Jesuit priest, "That man," he said, "does that man go to heaven?" And the Jesuit priest told that king, "Of course that man goes to heaven. He's a Christian." The king said, "Burn me. Burn me. Because wherever that man goes, I don't want to go." This king had seen syphilis spread it throughout his village. He had seen gold ripped from the ears and wrists and arms and ornaments and idols and whatever they had made of gold taken back to Spain. He had seen his people enslaved and impoverished. He said, "Burn me. Because wherever that soldier goes, I don't want to go." It's called conquest. And it was successful because every time you meet, not every time, but the majority of people from these now Spanish conquered countries will speak Spanish, a Latin-based language. And many of them will be Christians, Catholics primarily. But some would just be Protestants as well, but Christians. So you're going to meet Hispanic people, especially if you live in big cities. You're going to meet people from Mexico and Honduras and Nicaragua, and you see all these immigrants trying to come across the border. You're going to meet these people, and they're going to speak that conquered language, and they're going to have that conquered religion. You don't have a choice under a conqueror if you and your family are going to survive. A conquistador was the Spanish doing the same thing to the people on this side of the world that the Romans did to them. War, made war on them, conquered them, and enslaved them. If you've ever been to California, which used to be Mexico, if you've ever been to California, I think, I'm damn almost sure that there's a Mission Street, M-I-S-S-O-N. There's a Mission Street, as in Catholic Mission. There's a Mission Street from one end of California damn near to another other. In a mission district. There were Catholic missions built all up and down California when the Spanish took over, and the labor was free. Beautiful cathedrals and missions were built, and the labor was dirt free. Kind of like what happens to Hispanics who come over here today. The labor was cheap because they were a conquered people. And they was made to do this work. Their kids were sent to schools to learn to speak the Spanish language and to deny their own. They were told their own language was backwards. Their own religion was pagan. And they were expected to teach their kids that for generations to come. But like I said, if you want to survive under a conqueror, you take that conqueror's tongue and you speak it damn near as good as he does. You accept his religions and customs and dress and behavior, and you do it as good as he does it, and you get accepted. You get let in the door. You might get a leg up in society. But if you don't speak that conqueror's language, you're going to be considered, one, ignorant, unable to learn, or two, rebellious. And that could be dangerous. So many of these, even on the island of Puerto Rico, conquered by Spain. Oh, they will speak Spanish. Oh, they will celebrate Catholic and Christian holidays to this day. You don't have a choice. That Latin-based tongue, that vulgar Latin, as the Romans called it, spread across the world through Spain, doing the same thing to other people that Rome did to it. So I just want to talk about that tonight, guys, so that you'll understand what's happening to the people and what's the history, what's the basic history of that language, which I teach. As we had the commercial again, that I teach, by the way. But I told you, when I open up my Spanish class to a new person who's just learning Spanish, he doesn't learn Spanish right off the top. Oh, no. He learns that this is the language of a conqueror. Now, I'll go into some things a little bit deeper about a kind of resurgence of it to grab that ancient ship by many Spanish people, speaking people from the Spanish-speaking countries who are seeking to reach back to their own original religions. Because in some places it still exists. And so, I would like for you to know and understand what happens to a conquered people. Now, there are those, guys, and I'll get into this when I get back, because you may be familiar with this in your own life. There are those who in Spain who accepted the Romans language. After several generations, they became Romanized themselves. They thought they were Romans. The Romans didn't consider that, but they did. They looked like Romans, walked like Romans, talked like Romans, worshiped like Romans. They accepted it, lock, stock, and barrel. And they were walking around like they were Romans. They never were. They just conquered. You will see Hispanic people speaking Spanish and going to Catholic churches and everything like they're Spanish. But Spaniards, people from Spain, used to call them the Peninsulars. The peninsula being Central South America, because they were just colonists. It was just conquered people speak Spanish as well as a Spaniard did over in Europe. It wasn't their native tongue. Neither was it the Spanish. And so your Latino spoke Spanish. Now, guys, you're not going to find Spanish speaking all over South America. It's not because they resisted the Spaniards. Oh, no, 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 no. Some of them, like in Brazil, they will speak Portuguese. But why? But the same reason. Portuguese got them a piece in Brazil, of this country, of South America, and it's called Brazil. They took it, conquered it, made war on the native people there, and enslaved them. But they speak Portuguese down there now as good as somebody from Portugal. Because if you can speak the cultural, if you can speak the conqueror's language the way he speaks it, oh, the door will start opening up for you. When I get back, we're going to talk about America. Did you know, and I'll tell you again, that the fifth, what is becoming the fifth largest Spanish-speaking country on earth? The United States. You're listening to Revolutionary Life. This is Gary. I'm your host. Tonight I was talking about the Spanish, the Latino, who speak this Latin-based language and how they got there, how they come to speak this tongue, how did they come to have this culture. And let me tell you, man, there's some Mexicans who hold up their Spanish conquerors, their Spanish heritage. There's some Spaniards who hold up in Spain, who hold up their Roman connections, their conquerors' connections. They think they Roman. And there's some Spanish-speaking people on this side of the world who think they're Spaniards. They never were. Some are mixed. And some have adopted that culture to the point they think they're better. They think they're more Spaniard than they are Inca, Maya, Olmec. But that's what happens, guys. That's what's happening. Spanish language came to America as well, and Florida, right, throughout the Southwest of America. That's right. It was Spanish before English got there, California, New Mexico, Colorado. Why do you think they call it New Mexico? Arizona, conquered. We took all of those places from the Spanish later. The Americans got there. The United States of America managed to take Mexico from the Mexicans, take Texas from the Mexicans. Wow. I do a history on Texas, guys. Y'all don't even know. But that's the way it works. And just a little aside here, guys. If you happen to speak a little French, if you parlez-vous a little français, same thing happened to France. They speak a Latin base. A Frenchman is literally a Latino. They got Latin all up through their language. And if you look on my site as we do this presentation, I have some little pictures going by. Some of them show you the alphabet of the Portuguese language, of the Spanish language, of the Italian language, of the French language. And the curious thing about it, guys, is you will notice that their ABCs, their alphabet, looks curiously like yours. If you're an American, if you are from the United States and you speak English, you might notice. You just might notice. You just might notice our alphabet looks strikingly similar to theirs. Yeah, that's right. You speak English. No, you don't. You speak a Latin-based language. Rome didn't miss you. They got you too. If you've heard of Hadrian's Wall, then you know that the Romans rolled into England just like they rolled into France. And it wasn't even called France. The Romans didn't even call it France. They called it Gaul, G-A-U-L, as they conquered it. But the word French literally means free. If somebody said, let me be frank with you, what do you think they mean? Here in the United States, we speak English, but I want you to look at those alphabets, and you will see a striking similarity in all of those Spanish Latin-based tongues to your English. You don't think you're a Latino. If you look at their religion, you'll see a striking semblance between the presence of Catholicism and Christianity in our country as you would in those countries, and for the same reason. Your Latino language, your language is just as Latin as theirs. There's something, when I teach Spanish, there's something called cognate, C-O-G-N-A-T, cognate, E. And the cognate is just a word that is spoken in Spanish that when you look at English, it damn near look like the same word, just pronounced differently. You can almost recognize the Spanish word and the English word. If you put the two together side by side, I mentioned conquerors, and I mentioned conquistadors. Put the two together. You see conqueror all over the place, on both of them. You see conquistador in your word conqueror. You see conqueror in their word conquistador. Same thing. There's lots of those, cognates, they call them. And when I teach Spanish, you'll learn some of those. And so if you're interested in my Spanish class, guys, there is a link at the top of my chat, because I teach it online now. Because of COVID, I love teaching in person, but because of COVID, I teach online. And because I teach online, it allowed me to teach people from all over. And so if you're interested in learning the language, then you can easily pick up on that link and join one of my classes. They're 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday. The Saturday class is our beginner class. The Sunday class, we're watching Spanish soap operas, and they're like, we have fun. But the Sunday class. But the Saturday class is for our beginners. And my beginners, all of my beginners, get this class that you just got on that tongue, that Latin language. If you speak English, it's full of Latin. It's full of it. If you speak French, it's full of Latin, full of it. You might be Latino and not even know it. And so, guys, I'm moving into my call-in section now. And I'd like for you to, my phone number is 319, area code 319-527-6060. If you have a question or comment, you can also come into my chat room. My chat room is open. And you can put your question or comment in the chat, and I will respond to the chat. If you call me, you go straight onto the line, online, on the air. Everybody will hear what you have to say, and everybody will hear my response. I'm going to play a little music for you, but this part of the session is called the called-in part. And I call it Your Time to Shine. Thank you.
Awesome. Just a little. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I just want to come.
You're listening to Revolutionary Life, and this is Gary. I'm your host. We're here every weekday night from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. And tonight on Revolutionary Life, right here on Blog Talk Radio, we're talking Spanish. No, we're not speaking Spanish. We're talking Spanish. I told you I teach the language. Every weekend, I'm out there teaching Spanish. However, I told you that in my first classes, if you're a beginner, I don't start teaching you the language. I start teaching you about the language. Teach you that it's a Latin-based language, and I teach you how it got to be that way. I brought you all the way from Spain in Europe and the Iberian Peninsula to Central and South America, Mexico, Central and South America. And now we're at the United States, part of which used to be Mexico, Spanish speaking. I told you that the United States is becoming the fifth largest Spanish speaking country on earth. Every day, more and more. But before you, but I want you to know that just like you, many of you, they're speaking the language of a conqueror. They're bringing the culture of a conqueror, just like many of you. You don't have a choice when you're conquered. Unless you run off and become a Maroon or Basque, like in Spain, the Basque people of Spain who resisted Rome's conquest, kept their religion, kept their culture, kept their language, but they had to run off to do so from Spanish, from the Romans. Same thing happened here. There are still people who speak Aztec, Mayan, and Inca. There are revivals going on among young people throughout Central and South America, Mexico, and even in this country, to reach back to something they've forgotten long ago, their true history before the conquest. Now, I noticed this in the African-American community. as when I was a kid, African American community began to change their name from Negroes, Negro, which is Latin for black, for the color black. Negro, Amaroon, Amariano. Anybody named Maurice means black or brown. Anybody named Moore, M-O-O-R-E, black or brown. These are all terms representing black. And Negro was one such term. But instead of being called Negro, blacks in the 20th century began calling themselves, 1960s, I guess it was, began calling themselves African-Americans, Afro, then Afro-Americans, African-Americans. Because this was another revival effort. This was another effort to reach back and try to find out who was me, who were we? What did we worship? What language did we speak? What culture did we have? It's an enigma. After so many generations, before we were conquered. And we were conquered. But we found out, the African American in this country found out what every conquered people finds out. That is that if you can speak the conqueror's language as good as he do, if you accept the conqueror's customs, their dress, their religions, doors will open for you. You can raise your family and try to live a life of your conqueror. You don't have a choice under a conqueror. People doesn't have, a conquered people doesn't have a choice. And so you learn to speak Spanish under the Spanish. I don't care if you were Mayan or Inca or Aztec, or Olmec. You learn that language, you learn that conqueror's tongue, or you could be in trouble. If you didn't speak the conqueror's language, you were either considered ignorant, too ignorant to learn, or you were considered rebellious, and that could be dangerous. An African American in this country, in its beginnings, found that they must learn quickly their conqueror's language. And some of us have gotten to learn that language quite well. And some of us have accepted that culture quite well. We learn to dress like the people of the United States. We learn to dress like the European people who came here. We learn to talk like them. Some of us learn to talk just as good as they did. We learn to dress like them. We even fix our hair like them. And some of us accepted that as a way up. Under a conqueror, that's the way up. If you did not speak this language, this English language, if you were new here, you were considered ignorant or rebellious. And try getting a job. Try being a merchant in that environment. If you were Italian and you came to this country, if you were Irish and you came to this country, I know a guy whose father was Italian, an older gentleman, excuse me, his father was Italian, his mother was Irish. Whenever he spoke Italian in his house, his father would get on his case. We don't speak that here. You're in America now, so you got to speak English. He wasn't allowed to speak his own native language. After a couple of generations, man, it's all over but the shout. You forget who you were and where you came from, unless you try to reconnect. But under a conqueror, you're not going to survive. You're not going to get a job. You're not going to go to be a businessman or a merchant until and unless you become acclimatized, till you accept, till you acquiesce, till you become damn near like your conqueror. And just like Rome called the Spanish language vulgar Latin, and the Portuguese language vulgar Latin, and Mexican language, and the Spanish over here, vulgar, the Spanish consider this not to be proper Spanish. You only spoke proper Spanish if you were from Spain. But once the Spanish conquered, they demanded you speak their tongue. Well, of course, an African-American who came here as a slave, he was also demanded that he speak his conquerors, his owners, his conquerors, his nation's tongue, their language, and accept their religions and ways of dressing and behaving, their culture. If you're an African-American, you've experienced what a Mexican, a Nicaraguan, a Honduran have experienced throughout their generations. Life under a conqueror. And it shows when they open their mouth. It shows when they worship. And it shows on you when you open your mouth. And when you worship. My lines are open. My phone number is area code 319-527-6060. 319-527-6060. My chat room is open. You got questions. You got comments. Hysterical outbursts. It doesn't matter. My chat room is open. Drop it down. It's your time to shine. It's the call-in section. Thank you. you're listening to Revolutionary Life. This is Gary. I'm your host tonight. Tonight we're talking about the Spanish language. We're talking about the Latino. If you speak a Latin-based language, wouldn't that make you a Latino? If you speak a Latin-based language, does that qualify you as a Latino? If your culture is Latin-based, wouldn't that make you a Latino? If you're Italian, you're Latino, and you speak Italian, and you live the Italian culture. If you're French, you're Latino. Your language is full of it. If you're Spanish, you're Latino. If you're Portuguese, you're Latino. Whether you're from Honduras, Nicaragua, El Salvador, Central or South America, Mexico, you're Latino. Your language is full of Latin. And guess what? If you speak English, you're Latin. You may be Latino. Your language is full of it. I told you. If you look at the alphabets, and I got pictures of them on my site right now, if you're on this station, of the alphabet of Italian, the alphabet of the Portuguese, the alphabet of the Spanish. And then I have the English alphabet. Tell me if they don't look exactly, damn near, exactly alike. Their ABCs and your ABCs look exactly alike. Tell me you're not Latino. You don't speak a Latin-based language. Of course you do. I teach Spanish, guys. I teach Spanish every weekend from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday and Sunday. I teach it on Skype. If you're interested, I also included a link in my chat, at the top of my chat. Allow you to come in on Skype. If you got into the internet, you come in on Skype, boom. You in our class. Saturday's class is a beginner's class. And in my beginner's class, I start with what I started with tonight, the history of that language. Just in case you didn't know it, you speak a Latin-based language if you speak English. You know Rome conquered England. You've heard of Hadrian's Wall, right? Who do you think the Romans made the English speak when they got there? You know Mary, Queen of Scots, was Catholic. What religion do you think the English adopted when they were conquered by Rome? You a Catholic or Christian? You speak a Latin-based language as well. As though you were conquered by Rome, or you came here from a country that was. Could you be Latino instead of English, instead of French? Could you all you guys be Latino? I teach the language. I'm just asking. We still got a little time, guys. My lines are open. My phone number is 219-527-6060. I also have my chat room open. Questions, comments, hysterical outbursts, you can put them in the chat. I will respond. I wanted to do that little presentation tonight. I do it every for my beginners in my Spanish class, and I thought I'd do it for you tonight. Because some people see Spanish as a foreign language here in this country. Some people think Spanish, the Spanish-speaking people are foreign people. And if you live in the United States, you know better. If you live in the United States, you know California, Mexico, New Mexico. Arizona, Colorado, Nevada. You know this, Texas. Come on now. You know all of this was Latin-speaking people before English got there. These people, these places used to be Mexico. But war, conquest, and enslavement changed all of that. And somehow you think you've escaped being Roman Latin. Somehow you've escaped being holy part of the Holy Roman Empire. Somehow you think you've escaped being Rome's offspring, conquest. You haven't. You're probably a Christian, and you probably speak a Latin-based language. Well, those people coming across that border are the same. No, originally they didn't speak Spanish. And many of you didn't, who didn't come from a European country conquered by Rome, you may not have spoken a Latin-based language either. But you do now, because when you're conquered, you don't have a choice. I want to thank everybody for listening in tonight. And this is Revolutionary Life. Like I said, we're here every weekday night, Monday through Friday, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Never know what the subject's going to be, guys. So there's a little follow button on my site right here. If you're watching my site, you'll see that there's a follow button in the upper right-hand corner. You hit that, it'll give you a little heads up on what the presentation is going to be, what the episode is going to be about, topic. There's also a share button up there at the top. I need you, if you think people might be interested in this or get a kick out of this one way or another, if you're interested in or you think you know somebody who might be interested in my Spanish classes, we have a lot of fun. Saturday is beginner. Sunday, oh shoot, Sunday we're looking at Spanish soap operas. We're having a ball. But we also have our beginner class on Saturday, and you're welcome. We do it on Skype, and the Skype link to those classes are in this chat, at the very top of this chat. If you're interested or know somebody who is, forward this presentation to them using that little share button at the top. Also, guys, all of our presentations are archived. That is to say that if you scroll down my site, you will notice that there's an on-demand section. Any one of those presentations from the past, you can click on and hear previous presentations. In this presentation, I talked about war, conquest, and enslavement. I've done a lot on war. Tonight I did a little bit on conquistadors and conquest. Who knows? Tomorrow I may do one on enslavement. But there's a whole nother class on war, conquest, and enslavement, guys. There's a methodology for building great civilizations. It seems that I was taught in school that all the great civilizations, European, Western European, Asian, the Mongols, and Arab were built through war, conquest, and enslavement. All of them, if they're considered great civilizations, as a methodology. We've suffered from it, and every time we open our mouth or worship a religion or show a lifestyle, we show off what our conquerors demanded of us. And if we do it well, doors will open for us. If you are African American, once you learn to speak English, and if you learn to speak it as good as the English do, or half as good, I'm sure people in England don't think you're speaking English. then doors will open for you. If you accept the Protestant or the Catholic or the Christian religion, doors will open for you. If you don't, they won't. I got a little more time, guys. I'm going to leave that line open. It's your time to shine. You're listening to Revolutionary Life. This is Gary speaking. Tonight I've been talking about the Spanish language, the Latino. Turns out, guys, that we all are Latino. We all speak a language of a conqueror, of a conquered people. We all have accepted the culture of a conqueror. We don't have a choice, guys. You don't have a choice when you're conquered. If you want to move up in the world, There's some people that have accepted that conquered language as their own, and they promulgate it. I told you, I know a guy who came up, older guy, who came up with an Italian father who would not allow him to speak Italian in their home, in their home. You in America now, you got to speak English. Another Latin-based language, by the way. There's some people that have accepted that and become their conqueror. The Spanish did it. Rome conquered them. Now they thought they were Romans. They went out to conquer Central and South America and the Caribbean. I guess if you abuse as a child, you might abuse others later. I look back what the Spanish decided to do. They became Romanized. Just like you became Englishized. I was talking to African Americans and I was saying we had to learn that language as good as the people who were already here to come up in this world, in that environment. You don't have a choice. I understand. But when the people come across this border speaking Spanish, a Latin language, when the Latinos come here from Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic, there's no culture clash. You as much as your language is filled with Latin, as much as their language is filled with Latin. And you probably a Christian that also came with the conquering of a nation by Rome. You're a Catholic or a Christian of some kind. Or you're a Protestant, a Protestant of some kind. I told you that comes with, and one of the problems with conquest and making people deny their tongue, their language, and making people reject, not just accept the conqueror's language, but reject their own, they must reject their own. That's right. Whatever their religion was, it's pagan now. When the Spanish got over here, they said, you got to speak Spanish and you got to accept Christianity. And if you didn't, you were in trouble. You were either in this country, you were either considered English, you spoke English, or you were considered ignorant, too ignorant to learn English, or you were considered rebellious, which could be dangerous. Certainly wouldn't help you get a leg up in this world. Another problem with conquest, guys, is these archaeologists are digging up stuff all through Central and South America and in this country. And they look at the language on the rocks and the monuments and the things that they find, the archaeologists, these ancient things that they find. And they're scratching their head going, what kind of language is this? What did these people practice? The method of conquest is why you don't know what that language is, what those hieroglyphs are, because you conquered these people. That meant you made them quit speaking their language. For generations, you made them quit practicing their own culture. And now you got archaeologists running around going, we still haven't figured out quite what this Mayan language was, or what this Kodak is, or what this hieroglyph was. Well, hell, you destroyed the people who did know. One of the problems with conquest is you lose a lot of history that way. I want to thank everybody who's listening in tonight, for listening in tonight. And guess what? We'll be here tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Central to 9, Central Standard Time. Central Standard Time, yes. And so be here, be square, guys. And I'll see you all tomorrow night. Oh, by the way, guys, we do have a Facebook page by the same name, Revolutionary Life. You might trip over there. Some interesting stuff on the page. And again, the presentation I did tonight on the Spanish language is a presentation I do for my beginner Spanish class. That's right. Every weekend between 4 and 6, Saturday and Sunday, 4 and 6, 4 p.m. and 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Saturday and Sunday, I teach a Spanish class. Saturday is my beginner class. I do it all on Skype. And if you come to my chat room and go to the top of the chat, you'll see a link to those classes. You're welcome to join. And thank you very much for listening in tonight. And I'll see you guys tomorrow night. Thank you again. Be sure to share. Be sure to follow. Thank you. Good night. Thank you.
Thank you.